Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If the air felt a little richer in downtown Chicago this past week, it may have had something to do with the National Association of State Treasurers holding its conference here in Chicago. The head of that group is Illinois' own State Treasurer, Michael Frerichs, and we have a lot to discuss with him. Hello, I'm political editor Craig Delamore, and this is At Issue. Michael Frerichs is serving his third term as Illinois Treasurer. He was first elected in 2015. He was a state senator before that, and he's been very active in upgrading the treasurer's office and improving financial literacy for the rest of us. Michael Frerichs, welcome back.
Craig, it's great to be back with you.
Well, thank you so much. And first, tell us why you wanted to bring state treasurers from around the country to Chicago.
Well, last year I was elected president of the National Association of State Treasurers, and as president, you get a choice. You can either host the annual conference in your state, or you can choose to not host it in your state. I thought it would be a good thing to bring treasurers and treasury staff around the country and to fill some hotel rooms here in Chicago. They're going to go out and eat. It's also just a lot more convenient, a much easier commute for me.
Not bad. And, you know, this has been a good year for Chicago showing off. In any number of ways, not the least of which the Democratic National Convention. But did any of them decide they wanted to move here?
The ones who are elected in their states aren't able to move here, but maybe in their retirement. We really had great weather. Chicago is a wonderful city. We took them to the Museum of Science Industry. We took them on an architecture boat cruise, and they were just really impressed by this beautiful city.
Indeed. Now, Austin Goolsbee, the president of the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank, was one of the special guests. He talked with you here. Did he make any news?
I think the Federal Reserve governors are very careful about what they say, but he is a funny man. He was a great interview. I was told that we should take this show on the road or maybe start a podcast. It was a great conversation, but they have to be very careful about what kind of news they make. Their speaking and their words make a big difference in markets out there. So I think they, in advance, put out some of the things he was going to say.
Well, that's good to hear. And it's nice that there are some people careful with words around these days. But let's talk about some of the things that your office is doing. And I'm going to start with the one that I think, even though we haven't heard as much about it as other things, I think people are hearing about it directly from you, and that is the college savings program, Bright Start, is being transformed. So, and yeah, I want you to talk about that, because I'm speaking from you know, personal knowledge, because we've received some of the emails and the things in the mail.
So hopefully people are hearing about it. This is the big reason why I ran for state treasurer, to give more young people greater opportunities to go to college, university, a trade school, a vocational program, or get an apprenticeship. We have more than doubled the number of accounts since I took office. We've more than doubled the assets under management. We've taken it from $7 billion to over $20 billion, to about 350,000 accounts to over 900,000 accounts. But we're not done. We would like to sign up more families so that more kids have opportunities and they graduate with less debt. And so we're constantly looking to improve. And that's why this last year we went out for an RFI to see if someone could do better.
And that means request for information
request
for people
for information.
Who aren't used to that kind of jargon.
So I think that we found that. We're going to have a new investment manager with TIAA. They currently work in 8 other states. We're going to be able to reduce fees by another 13%. This is on top of the 50% reduction in fees we negotiated before. So we already had low fees. We made them lower. A great investment lineup, and also I think we're going to have improved access to the accounts. So an improved website, and for the first time, you're going to be able to access your account on your phone with a new app.
One of the things that I noticed is that the accounts are, themselves are changing, that they're going to be new account. Am I right? There are going to be new account numbers and the like?
Yeah, so there are some steps people have to take to log in, but when they do, they're going to find a better interface on the website, a new hold option. I mean, I tell people I'm not just the program administrator, but I'm a customer. I have 3 children, and they each have Bright Start accounts. I am constantly on the go, and sometimes when it comes up for their birthday and you want to send a reminder to somebody that, hey, maybe instead of giving my daughter or my sons a new toy, maybe you can make an investment in their education. I'll be able to handle that on the road from my phone, something I wasn't able to do before.
Why do, because I mean, I've our son, who is out of college now, well, actually he's not, he's in college now, but back in college, but he called us and said, you know, hey, what's going on with this this account? Because he's old enough that it's his now. Why did it need to change, like, account numbers or something so basic that people, you know, because are people getting nervous? Are they calling your office and asking, you know, hey, are we, you know, why does it have to be this way?
So I've had some of those questions, but I found more excitement when they hear how the program is getting better. With lower fees, with a better website and that app, I find a lot of excitement out there, and we've been fielding that. And that's the reason here. When you switch investment managers to get a better product, you have different systems out there. But when people get logged into their accounts, they're going to see great improvements, and I'm very excited about that.
What's the one thing that they will either be surprised by or thrilled by when they go through that login? Is there anything that they need to know as they go through that login?
I think what they'll be surprised by or excited by is a more up-to-date website. And once again, I'm excited personally for the app, and I've had a lot of people contact saying they've been looking forward to this for a while. More and more today, people don't just sit at their computer all day answering questions. We use our cell phones, which are many computers, to interact. People are comfortable with this, and I think they want to be able to access their college savings accounts in addition to their bank accounts or other savings vehicles.
Now, let's talk about another program that you did, and the one where In fact, you, when you and I talk, more often than not, we're talking about that, and that's the iCash program. And now you're sending out letters to people telling them that they've been automatically matched. That sounds new. I mean, usually it's people go on to online to find out if they are owed something. Talk about what's going on now.
People still ought to go online to icash.illinoistreasurer.gov to see if we have money that belongs to them. We're not sending out checks to everyone out there, but we look at other state databases, and if we can find proof of a name, an address, a social security number that matches someone in our database, we're just mailing checks. There'll be about 140,000 checks going out there, millions of dollars going out. I run into people all the time who say, it's too much work to claim my money. I said, well, maybe you haven't checked in a while. It's not that much work. But now we're making it even easier, taking away one of those excuses. All you have to do is open the mail and cash your check.
Mm. What's the difference? What are the kinds of accounts that you can do automatically versus people going on and seeing if there's something waiting for them?
So if someone has moved several times, we need to confirm that they once lived at that address, they may not get one. If the property is held by multiple individuals, we don't mail checks out that way. If someone is owed property as a child of someone who is deceased, they've got to go online. Or if there's physical property, like from a bank safe deposit box. But for other people, we are working on ways to make it easier for them to get their money. We know that when we put more money back into your listeners' pockets, we return more money to our constituents, they're much more likely to go out for dinner. They're much more likely to go out and buy something. And if we get that money circulating throughout our economy, it does a lot more good for the state than it does sitting in a bank account in Springfield.
Indeed. I also understand that you've got ways to make sure that people actually cash the checks.
So we have done such a good job, Craig, of telling people that there are identity thieves out there, that people are naturally suspicious. And so if they get something from the state of Illinois with a check, they may say, whoa, the state of Illinois isn't giving me money. So we send them letters in advance telling them that a check is coming. Here's where it came from, jog their memory, and then when the check comes, they're much more likely to cash their check. You know, it's their money. It belongs to them. I love this program and put a lot of time into it because, one, it's my job. Two, it's good for the state when we put money out there. And three, it's just fun. It's like I get to play Santa Claus 365 days a year.
You also do this with property as well. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, people at the state fair, I know, are look forward to the day when you're doing the auction. But the property has to be handled differently, doesn't it?
Yeah, frequently someone will put some physical property in a bank safe deposit box. If they don't claim that when the box comes due, if maybe they've passed away or they've moved or for some reason forgotten this, the physical contents are turned over to us. We try, for about on average, about 10 years to track down the rightful owners. But sometimes this happens because someone passes away and their children or their spouse didn't know about that safe deposit box. You know, Craig, we all know that we're mortal. We all know that we're going to die someday, but we don't think it's going to be tomorrow. So we put off telling our children about all the places we have stored our valuables, and sometimes it comes and they don't know to go collect it. We fight on their behalf to get it to the rightful heirs. So our hope is people go to our website, put your name in there, and also check for your family members, especially if your parents or grandparents are deceased. Just see if they had any money that was turned over to our office. We can get it to their rightful heirs.
Now, I know you often have some stories about things that you were able to return that you are happy about. What's one of the more recent ones?
You know, I'd say some of my favorite stories are life insurance policies. We fought several years ago really hard against life insurance companies that were holding on to money that belonged to the children of their policyholders. In many cases, they knew or had good reason to know their policyholders passed away, but never made an effort to pay out money. our auditors have found over $800 million in unclaimed life insurance benefits. And that's just wrong. And so it's fun to return them. But there's lots of great stories out there of people who didn't know they had a life insurance policy, helping orphans get money that belonged to them. We called one woman and told her that her father had a, did she know her father had a life insurance policy? And she said, no, I didn't. But it was for $10,000. And she started crying. Now, $10,000 is nice, but it's probably not life-changing. And so we asked her, are you okay? She said, well, this was just the 10-year anniversary of her dad passing away. And she'd been thinking about how much she missed her father and how much he had been there for her throughout her life. And she said, when you told me he had a life insurance policy in my name, I realized even in death, he's still looking after me. He's still helping me. She said, it felt like his angel came down from heaven and wrapped his wings around me. And I think the woman on our side of the phone started crying as well. It's it makes this job special when you're able to do things like that.
Technically.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
How are you able to know when an insurance company has not paid out a benefit?
Because we have auditors, and our auditors go in, and Social Security Administration keeps a list of people who have died in this country. It's called the DMF, the Death Master File. And if we see someone on the Death Master File who also had a life insurance policy, if they've not paid it out, they either have to notify the beneficiaries now, because we went to the General Assembly and changed state law. Now, twice a year, they have to check and see if any of their policyholders have passed away. And if they have, they have to notify the beneficiaries. What a novel concept. Because I don't know anyone, Craig, you might, who bought a life insurance policy because they thought, you know, I'd really like to make that life insurance company more profitable.
Yeah, no, very few people.
Everyone buys a life insurance policy because there's someone they care about and they want to be able to help them even when they can't, when they're no longer around.
You're listening to WBBM News Radio's At Issue. I'm Craig Delamore, and my guest is Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs. But Technically, though, we are conducting this interview in his offices, so technically I'm the guest. But and
we're
thank
happy
you
to have
very
you,
much. And what a nice view you have of out of this window. We're on the 12th floor, just so you know. But anyway, let's talk about something else that I don't think as many people maybe know that you're doing, and that's the retirement savings program. That's, I would think, younger than the college savings program. But let's talk about what it is and how long it's been around and what it's doing.
Yeah, so it's much younger. It didn't exist when I came into office. We have set this up. You know, there's a retirement crisis in this country. Too few people have saved too little money to actually have a decent retirement. They either end up working themselves till death, or their standard of living drops off significantly. You know, people have Social Security, but Social Security was never meant to be your sole source of income in retirement. It was supposed to supplement your own personal savings. What we've found is if people work at an employer with a pension or a 401k, they're doing a good job of saving. If they don't, they find they're 15 times less likely to be saving for retirement than someone who has a workplace option. So what's the answer? The answer is give more people workplace options. So the state of Illinois has passed a legislation that says if you're an employer with now 5 or more employees who's been doing business for longer than 2 years, you have to sign your employees up for automatic payroll deductions that goes into their own individually managed Roth IRA. You know, if people can just make it easy for them, if the money is there, it's invested, and it grows over time, our hope is that when they finally get around to wanting to retire, they've amassed a good nest egg, and they'll be able to have a retirement with dignity, that they'll be able to enjoy their golden years.
I'm assuming that this is for people whose companies do not offer their own plans.
Correct. If an employer already offers a pension or a 401k, they don't have to participate. But if they don't, there's no cost to the employers. Money is taken out of their employee's paycheck and goes right into their own individually managed Roth IRA. So we're just giving people a nudge. Everyone knows they need to retire or to save for retirement, but they make excuses. Like, hey, you know, the holidays are coming up and I want to give my kids a good Christmas. I'll start saving in the new year. Well, then a new year comes around, and maybe they got credit card bills to pay, and I'll start saving next month. Well, then spring break is coming up, and hey, I'd really like to take my family a nice spring break. And year after year, they put it off and put it off, and people reach their 50s and their 60s. They start looking for retirement, and they find, I can't afford to. So we want to help give them that nudge, do something everyone knows they need to do anyway.
How many people are partaking of this right now?
And now I think we're over 160,000 employees who are saving for their retirement that weren't before. They saved over $200 million of their own money. I mean, this makes sense for them, but it also makes sense for the rest of us as well. Because if those people aren't saving, they're much more likely to rely on the social safety net when they retire. And so it's in all of our best interest to make sure that more people are financially secure.
Now, when you started this, and I think we talked back then, the question was how were businesses going to view this? Now that you have some time under its belt, what's the response? What's the feeling among the employers now?
The response has been great. There was a lot of opposition at first. Not surprisingly, businesses thought, well, it's a new government program. This is going to be a headache. What they found is it really doesn't cost them much of anything in time. They're already sending money to the state every paycheck in terms of payroll taxes, and they just send an additional percentage at that same time. I've found most employers care about their employees. They want to help them save for retirement, but if you were a smaller employer, if you had high turnover, it was expensive to set up a 401k. They really like Secure Choice because there's no real expense to them. And, you know, we found some of these employers are actually listing it as a benefit when they have a Help Wanted ad out there. Competitive salaries and retirement benefit. That retirement benefit is Illinois Secure Choice.
It's good to hear. Now, earlier this year, we talked about, in fact, an interview with Danny Davis, the Chicago congressman, about trying to get Congress to make it easier for folks to claim lost savings bonds and cash them in. Talk to me about how that's doing.
Well, the federal government for years has issued U.S. savings bonds. People bought them. They bought them as a way to save and also help our federal government. But too often, those bonds have gone missing. I mean, I think everyone has a story about at a graduation, maybe a baptism, a confirmation, or birthday, your aunt or uncle or grandma or grandpa gave you a savings bond. It was $50. You thought, well, this is great, but you couldn't access that money for several years. So the bonds were put away in a drawer, sometimes forgotten, maybe lost in a move. Well, the federal government still has that money. It wasn't a gift to the federal government. They have to repay it. It can be very difficult to track those bonds down once they've been lost. I'm in charge of unclaimed property. We fight on behalf of consumers every day to get money that belongs to them but is sitting in a financial institution or sitting in a company back into their hands. We want the federal government to do the same thing. Turn that money back over to the states so that we have a system in place that makes it easier for people to find their own money rather than creating a whole other layer of bureaucracy at the federal level that people don't know how to navigate.
So how anxious or willing has the federal bureaucracy been to make that money available and to look for the people?
Unsurprisingly, the federal government has not been very proactive in returning this money and is not really interested in turning over hundreds of billions of dollars to the state. I understand they want to keep it, but let me reiterate. No one bought those savings bonds as a gift to the federal government. They bought them as a gift for someone in their life they cared about. Or maybe they bought these bonds because this was a way for them to save and get a good interest rate. You know, I think that if they're not going to make it easier for people to get their own money, they should work with us. We already have a system in place that's efficient and very successful.
Has the legislation gone anywhere? I know that there are others other than Danny Davis pushing for this. But where is the bill?
We are still working. The bill has not passed yet. We have members of our congressional delegation calling on the federal government to make this easier to work with us. But, you know, I served in the state legislature before being state treasurer. I realized that you don't really snap your fingers in government and it happens overnight. You got to keep working. You know, I tell my daughter, the only sure way to lose something is to quit, is to give up. And my mom didn't raise me with a lot of quit in me.
Yeah. If you had to, decide on an outlook, what is your outlook for how or if and when?
Well, I think it is the right thing to do. And I think in the end, right should prevail.
If only that happened in every case and every
If only. You know, I tell people you've got to be positive in life. If you look for the worst in things, it's really tough to get out of bed in the morning. I like to tell people that we make a choice every morning if we're going to be happy or not. And people say, well, you don't know my life experience. You don't know what all things are happening to me. And that's true. I don't know what someone's going through. But I know we can all choose to focus. We can focus on things outside of our control. And if we do, we get really frustrated because we can't control them. Or we can choose to focus on things we can control. There's something everyone can do every day to perhaps make their own life better, to make their life easier for their families, to improve their communities. And I think that if you can go to bed at night and say, did I make a difference? Then I'm pretty happy.
Well, let's talk about making a difference in people's lives, because one of the other things that you're doing is you're hosting a diversity in investing forum in Chicago in the coming week, I believe.
Yeah.
So what is that and who can benefit?
So we're excited about this. It's something we've done for several years. You know, when you run for office, you go out and ask everyone for their votes. And you realize what a great diverse state Illinois is. Our demographics more closely represent the federal population demographics than any other state in the country. When you get elected treasurer and you start working with the investment firms, they don't really look like the people you just asked money from. And historically, there have been certain groups that have been denied access to investing state dollars. We found we had to be very conscious about this. You know, we went to minority-owned investment management firms and said, hey, why aren't you applying to work with the state? And basically what we heard was, we've tried in the past, we were never chosen. We were told, you don't have enough experience, or maybe you don't have enough assets under management. Well, how are they going to get that experience if no one will work with them? And so we told them that, hey, we have a new approach here. And so part of this diversity forum is to invite in diverse-owned firms, make sure they know our process for working with the state. But also, when you bring people together and you start networking, you never know what's going to come out of that. We've had a lot of great relationships out of previous diversity forums.
What's the mix now, and what are you aiming for?
Well, when I came into office, about 1% of all of our transactions through broker-dealers was done with firms owned by minorities or women or veterans or people with disabilities. 1%. That is a horribly low percentage. You got to figure like half of the population are women, and they're Illinois' diverse state. It should be a large number. We have grown that consciously to more accurately reflect their percent of the population. We're now probably about 75% of those broker-dealer transactions are done through firms owned by minorities, women, veterans, or people with disabilities.
Now, to play devil's advocate, there are going to be people who say, yeah, doing good is great, but how do I know my money's safe with these other firms that haven't been doing it as long?
Because we've been doing this for 10 years and the money is safe. We've smashed records in terms of investment returns. Just last year, we made about $1.5 billion in interest income for the state of Illinois. And to put that into perspective, that's more than the lottery brings in. That's more than cannabis sales bring in. That is more than the state brings in from gambling, from gaming in the state of Illinois. So I think the numbers speak for themselves.
Now, let's go from talking about billions to talking about pennies, because and this is going back to a conversation from the top that you had with Austin Goolsbee, that you talked about, you asked about phasing out pennies. Is that a thing?
This came about because Austin Goolsbee had written a paper about the absurdity of minting coins at a loss. A penny is worth one penny, but it costs about three pennies to make. So why do we do that? Now, I told him, hey, you're in the land of Lincoln right now. any effort to do away with Abraham Lincoln on a currency, hopefully you've got a backup plan for someone else. And so he talked about a few different ideas here of what you could do and why it wouldn't be such a bad thing. But I think people still have a great tie to the penny, and especially here in Illinois, we would hate to see the Lincoln penny disappear.
But as someone who used to roll pennies for his dad and put them in the rolls that, you know, we would take to the banks back when the banks would almost trust you for that, you know, yeah, there's an affection for it. But dealing with pennies, I mean, you know, if you really have a bill to pay with somebody that you don't like, The way to really make their life miserable is to pay it in pennies. So clearly pennies are more trouble than they're worth. But should they stay?
I think his point was you've had inflation. A penny is not worth what it once was. And one of the ideas, you basically make a penny worth a nickel or so. And people said, well, but then, you know, what's going to happen to prices? He had an interesting point. All those prices out there that are like $4.99, $7.99, they're not going to round up. They're still going to go to the same principle. And you might actually see a decrease in cost as they go to $4.95, $7.95. But that's not something we deal with in the treasurer's office. It was just because he had written on that. It was a question I asked him. We'll leave that decision up to the Fed.
Well, we'll let that be the last word on pennies. I would like to thank Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs for spending this half hour with us. To our listeners, if you'd like a copy of this program or just hear it again, please visit our website. That's WBBMNewsRadio.com. There is a link on the homepage, and you can find our podcasts on Odyssey.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of At Issue, and I hope you'll be listening. Until then, I'm Craig Dullimore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.